At one of D.L. Moody's meetings in America, he related the story of a shipwreck on a dark and tempestuous night, when not even a star was visible. A ship was approaching the harbor of Cleveland with a pilot on board. The captain, noticing only one light, that of the lighthouse, asked the pilot if he was quite sure that it was indeed Cleveland Harbor, as other lights should have been burning in the harbor mouth. The pilot replied he was quite sure, whereupon the captain inquired, "Well, where are the lower lights?" "They must have gone out, sir," replied the pilot. "Well, can you make the harbor then?" asked the captain, to which the pilot answered, "We must, sir, or perish." Bravely, the old man steered the vessel upon her course toward safety. But alas, in the darkness of the harbor mouth, he missed the channel. The ship struck upon the rocks, and there in the stormy waters, many lives were lost. Then the great evangelist gave an appeal to his captivated audience. "Brothers and sisters, the Master will take care of the great lighthouse, but please, let us keep the lower lights burning." Hearts were stirred as the congregation responded to Moody's challenge. Visualizing the horror and agony of the doomed seamen that stormy night as they fought to make it to the safety of the shore, among those hearing the great evangelist's story that night was one of the most renowned hymn writers of the day. And as he listened to Moody's tragic tale of the doomed ship, P.P. Bliss began composing a hymn that has become a classic enjoyed by Christians throughout the world.
You may say.